Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. It's Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we're just talking to people today about issues that are facing us all, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Now, are you...
What's it over?
I'm sorry?
What's it over?
This is in regards to the new plant that is being constructed in Ingleside. We would like to include your response to the study. But are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
No, I am not. Just in Oasis.
Okay. Is anybody in the house that might be able to help us that is registered to vote in San Patricio County?
No. We're all here from Oasis.
Okay, I understand. But are you, as anyone in your household, employee in a news media or market research firm or an elected official or actively involved with political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is and what year were you born?
72.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Sir, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
No. I heard of it being built over here near Robstown.
I didn't hear
about the one over there. I didn't hear about the one in Ingleside.
Okay. Now, sir, I would like you to read you real quick the names of several individuals or groups. Now, for each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you do not recognize your name, just let me know so we can move forward. Here's the first one. Valero. Do you have a positive or negative opinion of them?
Positive.
Somewhat positive or?
No, positive. Just positive, you know.
Somewhat or strong?
Strong, I guess, you know. It's a positive,
okay.
So.
Thank you. How about Oxy Energy Corporation? Do you have a positive or negative opinion of them?
Positive.
Strong positive or somewhat positive?
Strong.
Strong. And how about the Nueces County Green Ammonia? Same question.
I haven't heard that one.
Okay. And then how about the Port of Corpus Christi? Positive or negative?
Oh, that's positive.
Strong or somewhat?
Strong. Strong.
Okay. How about Flint Hills and Resources? Positive or negative?
Positive. Same thing. Strong. Very strong.
Strong.
I mean.
Okay. How about Enbridge? Same question. Same options.
Enbridge? I don't think I've heard of Enbridge.
Never heard of them? Okay. How about the Project Jarine? Project Jarine? Ever heard of that?
No.
No? Okay. How about Jarrah? Have you heard of that organization?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Moving on. I appreciate your patience. Sir, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Man, it's harder for me to say because I don't live right here next to the ammonia plant. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure the people that live close to it will have more of an issue. You know what I mean?
Your opinion. I mean, it's still close by, so... You know,
I mean, it's close
opinion.
By. It just depends on what they're going to be doing, you know, with that ammonia. I mean, I know you can't specify the safety stuff over it. You know what I mean?
We're going to go into that, what they're going to be doing. But right now, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I would need more research. You know what I mean? I'd need more information
before
I could say either or, you know.
Okay. Now, sir, please tell me if each of the following my items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed to the construction of an ammonia plant of the south part of Ingleside. Now, this is more information in that regard. Now, the first one, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Now, will that make you support or oppose the construction of the ammonia? Will you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant or an export facility on the south part of Ingleside with that information?
Man, I mean, what are they going to be doing with the ammonia? Like, what are they going to be? Like, what's the process? What are they going to be?
Oh, we're going to continue. I'm going to continue telling you more about it, but they're giving you the location right now. So if that information makes you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant, an expert.
I mean, I favor it as far I favor it because it's going to bring jobs. You know what I mean? I favor it.
Yeah.
For that,
okay.
You know,
favor somewhat or strongly favor.
Favor somewhat. You know.
Somewhat. Okay. Now here's more information. A partner in their proposed ammonia plant, Jarrah, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Now, if that information makes you favor or oppose the construction?
No, like I said, I'm with it. I mean, how can I put it? There's a lot of good things with the plant being built where we are, you know, because, you
right.
know, there's growth, there's a lot of good things. But you also gotta look at, you know.
This is some pieces of information, you know, and then I'm going to continue telling you more, a little bit more and more about it. But as with that information, Jarrah is a partner, one of the partners that is going to be involved in the construction of that. Now, a partner of the proposed ammonia plant, Jarrah is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, the storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Well, that makes
sense. Yeah, that gives me more confidence for sure. You know
okay.
I mean? They've been doing it for so long. Yeah.
So somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Yeah, I mean, somewhat favor.
Okay. Now, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep-water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Now, that information, again, will make you support or oppose the construction of that plant.
Same thing. I mean, that's, you know,
and what
favor, you know.
Okay. So. Now, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Now, it's a whole county. Now, would you support or oppose with that information on the ammonia plant?
Well, of course, that's favorable. I mean, that's lots of things that need to be done. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So, somewhat favorable or strongly favorable? How should I record your answer?
Strongly favorable.
Okay, now the ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. With that information, will it make you support or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
I mean,
favor.
I'll be honest, like I'm for it. Like I'm for it. You know what I mean?
For it?
Like,
okay.
I'm for it. But the thing is, you know, you still have other questions that, I mean, I don't think you'd be able to answer either. You know what I mean?
No, I'm going to continue with the negative things that it comes up. You know what I mean? Right now, they just give you, but this is just a study. So in order to be able to continue, how should I record your answer to somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Somewhat favorable.
Favor, okay. Now, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found on everyday household items, such as a glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stains removers. Now, with that information, somewhat support, strongly support the construction, oppose?
Support, you know.
Strongly support, okay. Now, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Will that information will make you favor or oppose that construction?
No, it's going to be favor.
Strongly
favor. Yeah, you got to favor them. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe in other countries, for the energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants. Favor or oppose their construction with that information? Will you support or favor?
50-50.
Okay. The middle is somewhat opposed or somewhat favor? Or neutral? How should I? The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Strongly support.
Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range. track and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and make available to the public. Now, favor the construction or oppose the construction with that information?
No, favor.
Favor strongly or so what?
No, favor strongly.
Okay. Now, Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Favor or oppose? How should I record your answer?
Favor.
Strongly? So what?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. Now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly into the chip stock right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents and then is shipped. Favor or oppose?
Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, where it's going to be at, but I mean, you still have community around there. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, I know it's from the ship channel to that, but I mean, you get ammonia in the air. I mean, that's a stench. That
a neutral, or sure.
We'll go neutral.
Neutral, okay. How about the blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. With that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
No, favor.
Strongly? Oh, somewhat.
Yeah.
Strongly, okay.
Strongly.
Now, here's the opponents. Opponents say their proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay. And this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Knowing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
Yeah.
Or neutral or unsure?
I guess neutral for now.
Okay. Now, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. So with that information, favor, oppose, neutral, or unsure?
Neutral.
Okay. And, here we go. Open and say location. And then we'll come. Now, in the addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Gerard and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. With that information, will you strongly oppose or support neutral or unsure?
That's just neutral.
Neutral. And opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Engelside residents. And, of course, the closest to the other communities also. Knowing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
That one opposed, but I mean, it just depends on where they're getting the water and how it's
right.
done. I mean, it's the kind of water they're using. Is it fresh water? They're pulling water from the bay or the ocean?
Right. I know you're going to get more information on this regard, right? But will spark your interest in looking into this. Now, would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, the last one. Approximately 90% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured and also sequestered and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Now, knowing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility?
That's probably what they're talking about, where the disposal place would be over here, there, Mr. Rob stuff.
Right.
I mean,
5 miles stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Will that be support, oppose, neutral, or unsure?
Neutral. I'm neutral.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, say, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside, knowing all this information?
I mean, I'd probably say yes, you know.
Favor somewhat? Should I record that as your answer so we can continue? Okay.
Yeah, favor somewhat.
And on your own words, can you please tell me why will you favor the proposed ammonia plant? It's just one or two things, if you can, please.
Jobs for the community, you know.
The creation of jobs for the community, okay.
Yeah, then I think it'll do, I think it'll bring in a lot more stuff into the port, you know what I mean?
When you share more stuff into the port, do you, can you be more
like
specific?
What's the word I'm looking for? Let's say more production along our port, you know?
More productivity?
As far as, especially exporting, to, Europe, like you were saying, European countries.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you sharing this information. And, sir, not just a few more questions so we can finish. It's just to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central Latin American background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now, and is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
I'm sorry, Anglo, what'd you say? Anglo what?
Anglo, white, African American, or black, Asian? Your race?
Hispanic, but I guess they put us under white, right?
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, okay, here we go. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own,
thank you. Now, sir, which of the following best describes your current type of, most recent type of employment? White collar management, self-employed, and own business, energy, chemical, clerical, retail, professional such as law or medicine, government, education, construction, manufacturing, farming, fishing. Which one best describes your most recent type of employment?
Construction tools.
Okay, construction manufacturing. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, do you have a Facebook account? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have an Instagram account? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have an X account?
No.
No. And do you want, do you watch the nightly local news for or more days per week? Yes or no?
Yeah, I watch the news probably at least four or five times a week.
Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis? Yes or no?
Not as far as the paper, but on my phone, so I guess the same thing, yes.
Yes, okay. Thanks, sir. And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. And I'm sorry. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.